the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsik wa as'aluka bijudika an tudniyani min qurbik وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا.
Brothers and sisters, we were talking about the part of supplication Kumail where Imam alayhi salam says, وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِجُودِكَ أَن تُدْنِيَنِي مِنْ قُرْبِكَ. And I ask you through your munificence to bring me nearer to your mercy. وَأَن تُزِعَنِي شُكْرَكَ. And to bless me with gratitude to you. وَأَن تُلْهِمَنِي ذِكْرَ. And to inspire me with your remembrance. The commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, is asking the Almighty Allah three positions which belong to his devoted servants. Positions of nearness, gratitude, and remembrance. Now, what is the nearness position really? The nearness position is the last and the highest position of Almighty Allah's devoted servants. Through Allah's munificence and mercy, the servant avoids unlawful acts, the servant continues doing good deeds, obeys Almighty Allah's messenger and his household, alayhimu salam, accompanies Almighty Allah's friends, and hence gradually, step by step, reaches his nearness. He gets closer to him, in simple terms. Reaching the nearness of Almighty Allah is possible for everyone, for all the servants, but it is reached through worshipping and obeying Him. We are called servants because we have had one Creator, one absolute cause, and through His worshipping and obeying, we will get closer to Him. When the servant attains nearness, his heart would be filled with the essence of belief, and everything other than Almighty Allah gets ignored by him. He has to start with the belief itself. Of course, the unbelievers wouldn't get anywhere close to this station, but this small belief will turn into total essence, and everything other than Allah is ignored. Such a servant would be Almighty Allah's successor on the earth and would act godly, would act and do anything in his life to reach Almighty Allah's consent, and then he will be enabled by the Almighty Allah to do everything he wants.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation. And I pray to you to intercede on my behalf. And I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you, begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme, and who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
We have it stated in a divine tradition, Abdi ati'ni hatta aj'alaka mithli. The Almighty Allah says to the servants, my servant, obey me so that I will set you an example of myself. Taqul li shay'in kun fayakun. I will turn you to an example of myself in terms of power and inclination. I say be to something and it becomes immediately, then you will say be to something and it becomes immediately too. Another divine tradition reads, أَنَا مَلِكٌ حَيٌّ لَا أَمُوتُ أَبَدًا. I am an alive king who never dies. عَبْدِي أَتِعْنِي أَجْعَلْكَ مَلِكًا حَيًّا لَا تَمُوتُ أَبَدًا. Obey me, my servant, so that I would set you too as an alive king who never dies. So, having a look at these traditions, these classes of traditions, the insightful people believe that the purpose of all worships, that the true meaning of all prayers, the ultimate aim of obedience, they are all reaching Almighty Allah's nearness. If one performs his worships with all obligatory conditions combined with the same purpose, he would be at a closer proximity to Allah, and his inclination would be lost in his will. In his heart, there would remain nothing but Almighty Allah's will, so now he may do godly deeds if he wants, as these traditions suggest. Abdi ati'ni aj'alka malikan hayyan la tamutu abada. If you obey me, I will set you as an alive king who never dies. And if you obey me, aj'alaka mithli, taqul li shay'in kun fayakun. I will turn you to an example of myself, and if you say be to something, it becomes immediately. Brothers and sisters, we will, God willing, talk about the nearness position more in the next programs. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be the most.
close to you.